everybody having a lot of fun, oh baby. Yes, baby.
Hey, Fritz. Woo! Fritz, look. I think it was a great idea to pay tribute to Carl Weathers by watching him murder and all, but is it really necessary to watch the movie in the jungle?
Yeah, we have that whole holodeck in the store. It would have been just as good.
Not to mention, we wouldn't have had to be in a chopper being flown remotely by Chad. I don't know about you guys, I don't trust an AI to fly me around.
Bunch of slack jawed girly men here. Except me, Choppers, Little Richard, make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaur like me and Hero, Jesse Body Ventura.
What does that mean exactly, a sexual tyrannosaur?
Simple. Jacked body with high hairline.
Wow, cool. Can you pass me some more of that chew?
Ah, he's one has spirit and balls.
I wouldn't go too hard on that stuff, Ryan. It's a real nasty habit.
Hey, Prawn Tobacco make fridge into friggery.
Prepare for drop.
Oh, God. I didn't sign up for this, Dave.
You guys will be fine. Just hold on to your line and you'll be okay. Fridge, you're up first. Here's your line.
No need sissy safety line. Refrigerator old school. No line. Gonna have me some fun. Gonna have me some fun. Gonna have me some fun. Gonna have me some fun tonight.
She was never that smart.
In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Rescue team, not assassins. Now, what do we gotta do?
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
We pick up their trail at the chopper, run them down, grab those hostages before anybody knows we were there. What do you mean we?
Deep in the jungle, where nothing that lives is safe.
You lose it here, you're in a world of hurt.
Showtime, kid. Knock, knock.
An elite rescue squad.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Is being led by the ultimate warrior.
We need the best. That's why you're here.
But now...
What's got Billy so spooked?
There's something out there waiting for us. And it ain't no man.
They're up against the ultimate enemy.
Holy Mother of God.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before.
She says the jungle just came alive and took him.
We cannot see it.
No blood, no bodies. We hit nothing.
But it sees the heat of our bodies and the heat of our fear.
Whatever it is out there, it killed Hopper. And now it wants us.
It kills for pleasure.
He was skinned alive!
It hunts for sport.
He's killing us one at a time.
We're all gonna die.
But this time, it's picked the wrong man to hunt.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Century Fox presents Arnold Schwarzenegger. Predator. The hunt begins Friday, June 12th at theaters everywhere.
Oh,
Well, so here we are in the jungles of, I think, Sector 6 or 7. I'm not quite sure. I didn't get a read on the telemetry, but here we are in the jungle, according to the fridge, the perfect place to watch Predator. I mean, I would say otherwise. We're sitting here on, like, fold-out chairs that we had packed with us in our bags.
There's a lot of bugs. A
lot of bugs. Very uncomfortable.
Maybe some of you are sitting on fold-out chairs, not... Doesn't seem like we packed enough for everybody. Right.
Dave's sitting on a fold-out mic, but everybody else has a fold-out chair.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but one of you guys is wearing, I don't know if you remember this, listeners, but one of those Donkey Konga fold-out, like, sack chairs that they had as a promotional thing. Very uncomfortable on the old testicles.
Yeah, everyone remembers what that is.
Yep, everybody.
Donkey Konga.
It's a very youthful reference, Dave.
Something, I think there's something in the tree line. Ryan hasn't looked at us in minutes.
I'm just, you know, looking at something.
What the hell's wrong with you, Ryan? So we're here. We're watching Predator as a tribute to the late, great Carl Weathers in one of his best performances, in my opinion, looking absolutely jacked, as does everyone else in this movie. Jacked. Completely oiled up. Everyone is shiny.
So shiny. So moist.
And there is so much testosterone on screen. Like, I felt like I was getting a testosterone high, like a contact testosterone high off of the screen. It was amazing.
Listen, we're all going to the gym after this, right?
Yeah. After watching this movie again, instead of linseed oil. Wait, no.
No, I like it. Keep going.
Fridge is workshopping this material.
Give Fridge a minute.
I thought it was milk. I thought
Fridge is working on their tight five.
So here's the thing. We got Fridge with us here today. You know, past and I'm sure future mutant guest of the Wasteland, Fridge.
Remember I said Cody massage refrigerator with linseed oil.
I think
oil.
It was with milk.
It was milk. Okay, yeah. So instead of milk now, it's oil. After seeing shiny, burly men in this video. Heroes!
So you stepped it up since your last appearance on the Little Giants episode last year. Right, if people remember, Fridge's first appearance was on Little Giants. She was a crowd favorite.
Yeah, crowd favorite.
Demanding Fridge's return.
We record the podcast in front of a live studio audience, if anyone's unaware. But.
Well, and just in front of whoever's in the store. The cockroach people loved Fridge.
It's a live studio audience, and you might be wondering why there's not a lot of reactions, but that's just the natural reactions we get when we record.
You can't hear it, but they're all doing that kind of like half smile to yourself, like just kind of exhaling.
Yeah, but they're a lot really of them are doing that. But again, the cockroach people, they're loving it, but they do the little...
Exactly. They take their predator-like mandibles and kind of click them together.
Yeah,
but
you wouldn't
so want
to hear it. It's a terrifying sound.
Yeah, if you're too close, it is the sound of madness. But...
They also dance in a line, lifting legs really high.
That's true. That's true, like in the movie Cats.
They started the kick line because they saw the 29th.
We should have had Cats on this big screen. We taught them lessons they weren't naturally meant to know.
Well, we're all here. We're in the jungle watching Predator, thanks to our friend Fridge, who kind of organized this whole thing together. I think it was a great idea to do a tribute to Carl Weathers. He passed not too long ago as of this recording. Again, I don't know if it was a great idea to do this in the jungle, but here we are. I'm your host, Dave. I'm joined again by Jackie.
Get to the chopper!
Michael.
I woke up, Ryan. Why don't you? You're an asset to Dave. An expendable asset. And I used you to get the job done. Got it?
Ouch.
What do you have to say to that, Ryan?
You're speechless.
What?
I was trying to do it. I didn't have enough phlegm in my throat.
Are you trying to make the Predator sound?
Get some ASMR in here. You gotta.
I don't know if it's picking that up. If the microphone.
We're also joined by our old friend, Cody.
Do it! Do it! Kill me! Kill me now! Kill me! Kill me! Do it!
And, of course, the person who got this all together, Fridge. Fridgerator, for short. Fridge for short. Fridgerator.
No, Dave, you had it right the first time. Fridgerator for short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how Fridge says it.
Is there a gas leak in this jungle?
Well, the thing is, I do think we're on top of a methane pocket, and the size of these mosquitoes is unnaturally large.
I also hit my head coming down from the drop from the chopper. So
yeah, it
I'm
was not a gentle drop. I think we're in trouble.
by the way, there's a mushroom in this part of the jungle that releases a psychoactive, so we only got about an hour and a half before we all start.
Before this gets crazy.
All right, Chad says we're too hot for a pickup, so we're going to have to try to wrap this up soon and get out of here, I guess.
They won't pick us up if we're too stoned.
This place is too hot for a meat grinder.
How do you tell difference between normal Dave stoned and mushroom Dave stoned?
He'll actually piss his pants this time.
Yeah, mushroom Dave stoned, he's actually twice his size, and he pissed his pants.
I got a little dick. It's pathetic.
Hey, Fridge didn't get to do Fridge quote.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Fridge. Fridge, welcome to the show again.
I ain't got time to bleed.
classic Fridge quote.
I ain't got time to trip on hallucinogenic mushrooms. Well, Fridge, you organized this whole thing, so I'm kind of curious. Obviously, you like this movie, Predator. What's your kind of backstory with this film?
So, this movie is to adults in my culture what Little Giants is to children.
Oh.
This, what we model ourselves after.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Arnold, hero. Big hero. Carl Weathers, big hero. That's why Fridge wanted to remember him with her friends and her coach by her side.
What, Fridge, if I can ask, what about Carl Weathers is like inspiring to you? What do you connect
biceps
with?
Yeah, Fridge's arms, you can't see, but they are built.
Your standard greeting with you is basically just doing that scene we see in Predator, right? Where they like grab each other's hands, and that's like a greeting that you always do.
Ha ha! Yes, took Cody forever to be able to beat Fridge in an arm wrestling contest.
That can I just say, in that scene where they do that, you know, famous greeting thing, is that that's got to be like one of the best skin slapping sound effects in the movie.
Powerful skin foley. Mm. And I've watched a lot of movies with a lot of skin slapping sounds.
And like some of them are.
Chad, you gotta put that in there, but it's like, you know? it's a great sound.
You son of a bitch.
It birthed, you know, a great meme, thrives even in our post-apocalyptic society.
Well, this whole movie birthed so many memes, so many quotable lines. Like, is it safe to say this is the most quotable Arnie movie?
It's definitely like
it's up there.
It feels like one liner the movie. Like, it's like I could just imagine so many like drafts or versions of this where they're like, let's
but
get
like,
a good.
It's not
they're
even,
good though. They're good one.
It's not even just, you know, Arnie one liners. Like, everyone gets some skin in the game. Everyone's just
I
like,
ain't got time to bleed was not Arnie.
You got time to duck.
Arnie had time to bleed.
That I ain't got time to bleed is even better because of the response again.
Oh yeah, that was something on rewatching it. I forgot like what the in my mind
he
it's just like, I ain't got time to bleed cut or something. But the fact that the guy's like, okay.
And then he gets a little line in. You got time to duck? It fucking rules.
This movie feels like the original Expendables. Like, I want to see 10 more movies of this crew pre-Predator just going on adventures. Like, what happened
doing paramilitary missions to destabilize Central America.
What happened in Afghanistan? I gotta know.
Dave, we know what happened in Afghanistan in the 80s. We that is like history. We know what they did.
Oh.
They
like, well, up with Rambo. Like,
it was bad stuff.
Like any other.
They trained Osama.
Any other hard R 80s movie, it needed a Saturday morning cartoon to explain the backstory here. That would have been good.
True.
Like a RoboCop-esque cartoon.
Afghanistan was probably Xenomorph.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah,
excuse me,
right.
Sir. What are we dealing with? Is this another bug hunt or what?
Mr. Hussein.
It's a bug hunt.
Yes.
Listen, lady, all I need to know is where they are.
So we're talking about the movie Predator.
Yeah, obviously.
These guys killed Hitler, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't Hitler. It was...
Their dads killed Hitler.
It was
their dads.
No, Cody, it's definitely like... Because Hitler didn't die in the bunker. He was...
He went to space.
He actually
was in a movie theater.
that movie theater.
According to the documentary Iron Sky, which we didn't watch for the episode, but yes, they do go to. He does colonize the moon.
Speak of space.
Speak of space. Speak
oh,
of
this bridge. Movie's opening.
Yeah, how wild. Look like different movie.
Fridge, you kind of sound like me sometimes. Like a different how wild? Movie. That's like how I talk. That's not
was
like
that?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Like, the opening of this movie is identical to the opening of The Thing. Like, the way that
it
this thing comes at the screen and, like, drops down to Earth. It's like the
this
exact
is how you shot
movie.
Spaceships flying by.
Well, is that just the same, like, shot that the studio had, like, in glass, like, break in case of wanting to explain
basically,
ahead of time this is a space movie?
Because that opening was, like, a after-the-fact addition, right? Because they were like, should we explain that he's an alien? Because people are stupid and they...
Really,
got to make sure
like,
that people
hunter creatures
know.
In like Mexico.
Yeah, that's yeah. They were worried middle America
chupacabra.
Audiences.
Yeah, it's a chupacabra.
They would say, "Oh, it's a chupacabra. I've heard of these."
I didn't know that they were hunters.
It does play so much better. Like I was trying to imagine if you didn't have that first shot, and it would be like, I don't know. Maybe the stakes wouldn't be as exciting off the bat because you might be thinking like, "Oh, this is gonna be like a
just a war movie."
Oh, yeah, but. I don't know. It
would have made a harder. It would have been, you know, a more dramatic reveal when we understand that the thing hunting them is a thing. Instead
yeah, it's,
of like,
it's. I was trying to watch for that this time, and it's kind of like a while before it's like for sure. Like, oh, this is like an alien creature that we're encountering. Like for a while, they just think it's like, man, these like. Gorillas here, gnarly, like
yeah.
skinning
as,
people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
As Carl Weathers says, it's just a couple of guys running around out there. We got to take them out.
You know how dudes do this.
I love how Carl Weathers, the whole movie, is like, guys, look, it's like two guys, Max, out there running around. Maybe they got a heat seeker, as Arnold said earlier.
It's like,
Carl, you're delusional. This Dylan. Is not two guys running around in the jungle.
You still don't understand it, Dylan, do you? Whatever it is out there, you killed Hopper, and now it wants us.
Dylan, please. I think my Arnie might be worse than Dave's. I'm sorry to say.
Well, Dave's
well,
is so good.
Sometimes Dave's is like 98% there, and then sometimes it's the 2% there. So you never know. You're going to get one really close.
Feast
or
famine.
So far away.
Bullshit.
Should
we just do the rest of the episode in
Arnie
in
voice?
Arnold voices?
Everyone.
So you can't, everyone.
The least listenable episode.
Our listener, yeah, exactly. 1% listenership.
They're like, oh, they're all doing Arnold now. No, fuck this.
So, I am on the Chatterpedia.
It says
yeah, tell
here
me what the Chatterpedia says about the movie. I love the movie.
This movie's really about Vietnam.
The movie, in many ways, if they didn't have the alien scene in the beginning, you wouldn't know about the alien, and then you would think, ah, this movie's uninteresting. It lacked the dramatic irony.
What is that, that commentary? What was that again? I just sent that to you,
But
is
Arnold watching Predator?
What movie was he watching again?
I think he was watching Total Recall.
Oh, yeah. He's like, this
is the part where I take the head off.
I shoot the gun.
And I'm, the
I'm having a great time.
And they don't know that I'm the woman, but I am because he talks about functioning. And
what Arnold Ryan is referencing is Arnold Schwarzenegger has a history of doing commentaries for his movies. And he does them in a very simple way as he describes what he's doing in the movie and as if he really was that thing, right? So he's like, oh, here's the scene. This was a fun scene. See, they don't know that I'm the woman. And he's referring to the scene where
he's
you know,
a perfect
two
movie
weeks,
star.
We're
sure that
this scene with me and Chad are on bed and like she's in her nightgown and I'm shirtless. This was a good scene to shoot.
It was a great scene because she's trying so hard for me not to see the news. You can see here with the eye, you know, no matter what I do, the kissing, the hugging with her, I'm more interested in what's going on Mars. Here, this is my job. I'm a construction worker. And I'm totally amazed.
And he's looking at
watch, I'm looking at the
me?
Gun.
Yeah, so this is really this. The,
exactly. How
this,
did I do that? Here's the great fight scene with Sharon and me. Ow, that hurt. I continuously used him as a human shield. Then I threw him down. The escalator, and now he just got the message that he should actually put a wet towel around his
which
head.
Which is also like crazy.
Exactly, yeah. So that they
we
cannot,
still don't know.
So they cannot detect of where I am. I run around like an Indian.
We're sure that like Arnold Schwarzenegger knows he's an actor, right?
100%.
Like these things didn't happen.
No, there's like
no. The film Galaxy Quest is based on my life.
actually, I'm very much like to. No, it's like there's movie stars where it does feel like they just walked onto a set. They don't know they're in a movie. I would say a lot of McConaughey pieces feel like this. But with Arnold, it's always just like, hey, and I come in and I am smiling and I shoot the gun. And you're just like, good for you,
dude. Like a Jewish Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I always skew Yiddish with my impressions. It's built Yiddish into my DNA.
Well, I think it's fun to always have the Israeli Yiddish variant of your of whichever
of the German
what's the Yiddish who's the Yiddish predator, what do they sound like?
It's clicking, but then he kind of trails off like you get it. The Jewish predator is not the one coming to Earth. He's like, yeah, have fun, like, let's hang out afterwards. I'm doing other stuff, who cares.
This is good.
You're going to Earth? I don't know. It's kind of dingy down there.
Well, this is the only. I guess this has happened other times, but I'm assuming that all of us here have seen Predator before, right?
Yes,
I figured that's why we were doing this. Is Mike had never seen it. Probably
it is a classic thing. You see a movie that everyone's ever seen. Everyone's talked about it a million times, and you're like, why this one? Oh, it's because Mike hasn't seen it.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you remember this, Ryan, but we in another life did an episode of a mini series that was like based on My Pile of Shame.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think we did Predator.
So he hadn't seen Predator. It until several years ago.
No, I think we did Lethal Weapon, didn't we?
We definitely did Lethal Weapon.
So we've done Predator 2.
I can't remember.
This is Predator 2?
I will say to clear Michael's good name, I might have been the one, because I have definitely seen chopped up bits of this movie on cable like 1,500 million times.
Oh, it's on all the time.
Literally, when I was pulling up the Chattopedia, it gave me like, do you want to watch this today on FX? Because it's playing 6 times. I'm like, good for you. Good for FX. They still got. But this is probably my first time watching it just start to finish. Okay. On
checking
purpose.
The archives. It doesn't appear that Predator has been covered on Apocalypse Video.
No, but I
the older podcast.
Yeah, but I could be wrong, though.
From another life.
I could be wrong, but I have seen it. Also.
I've seen these biceps before, trust me.
Listen, this isn't...
Oh,
it's
T2, I think you're right.
Friday the 13th, part 3, okay?
No, this is good. This is good for old Carl.
Old like Carl. I was going to say, too, because I, you know, rest in peace, Mr. Weathers. I feel like my biggest, association with him is more like the Arrested Development side of things, which he's so fucking funny in. But he's giving, like, a real performance in this movie, even though everybody is, even though it is kind of, like, on the surface, you know, the perfect popcorn movie. But, like, everyone's doing real shit.
I think everyone, like, knows what it is, too.
I think they know what it is, but it's like, you know, they're giving real, you know, thought to it and depth to it, like, towards the end after Jesse Ventura is dead and Mac is, like, just, like, falling apart.
Going
and
crazy. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, like, I'm feeling this.
I got you! I got you! I'm coming! Mac! Mac!
Oh, Joe Sally! She's Bill Sweet! She got everything! And what could you need?
Oh, baby. Baby. I gotta have me some fun. 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 I gotta have me some fun.
So much more than just muscle heads.
Exactly, Fridge.
They're also muscle hearts.
There's also nerve.
The most important muscle.
Nerd boy, comedian.
He gets a laugh out of the guy. After all, he gets a laugh out of Billy. He's like, I will tell you pussy jokes until you laugh, dude.
Deep thinker, Billy. Heart of gold. Blaine.
Blaine, also there.
The Predator.
The Predator.
A little bit of romance, maybe, with Lady and Arnold.
That's just anybody's reaction. That's actually, that chemistry is a present with everybody and Arnold. The Predator had that.
Fred, you know that life.
Well, this movie starts out interesting because, like, with the if you set aside the opening alien, dropping off on Earth moment in the pre-credits or during the credits, like the first like 20 minutes of this movie or so, you would just think like we are watching like the Expendables with Arnold's like Dutch's team and all that, like, yeah. And it's really fun, and it gives you it's such a great precursor of what's going to happen to them or what they're going to have to deal with in the jungle with the Predator, because this is clearly the A team. Like, these guys are the top of the top, best of the best. You can tell it by the way they're dressed. Like,
you can tell by the way they do their walk.
Yeah, by the way they walk. Yeah, they just like with biceps. Just they walk like RoboCop almost. Like
only with more swag.
Dressed like. For some reason, like, Mac is getting off the helicopter in the beginning wearing a full-piece suit. Like,
I didn't catch that. That's funny.
Iconic Arnold red-collared shirt.
Yes. He looks so stupidly good in that red shirt.
I've never seen a polo look better on any human.
Right? Oh, yeah. And chomping on a big old cigar.
Because that is, that's where the line between... the character right. Arnold crosses. He's like, I have a stogie.
Make sure I have a stogie.
A lot of movies where he's smoking cigars. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now that's a filthy habit.
You know what's funny is that Arnold in Long Goodbye also has a red polo on. And he doesn't have any lines in that movie. He's just like the heavy. He's like,
make sure I look good. Put me in a red polo.
Movie.
He's in the Long Goodbye?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow.
It's like two shots, basically.
They're like, get a huge guy back there.
Yeah. He's like a big. He's like, he's like the heavy of like of the boss, basically.
Okay, I need to check that movie out now.
But he also has a big red polo on there.
Yeah, he knows his angles.
That would
he
be a cool piece of memorabilia to have in the store. Is Arnold's red polo.
Come up and sniff it.
Worn in Predator and The Long Goodbye.
He kept the same one.
What's great about this opening is, like, Carl Weathers is shady from the get-go, minute one. Arnold's like, hey, Dylan, wait a minute.
I mean, that's part of the handshake thing where they're doing, like, they're doing their big dick measuring, and they're doing it from go.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, a friendly rivalry situation going on, which I wonder, like, how much of that is informed by the real friendly rivalry going on too,
because
I heard that they were like on set, like just constantly like working out and like measuring each other's like
the
biceps.
Carl Weathers of it all is so interesting because he would like wait until everyone else like he would not work out around others because he wanted it to seem like, oh, I'm just like this, like I don't have to work for this like you guys, like it's so funny.
I'm naturally built
like this. So funny.
That scene. Every refrigerator holiday with family. Take 2 hours going around measuring everybody's biceps.
Now, Fridge, I have to ask. You said every refrigerator holiday. Is refrigerator your family name, or is that like all of your
Is your name Fridge Refrigerator?
My refrigerator holiday.
So holidays that you yourself have created.
Yeah, all every family does.
Refrigerator experience holiday.
No, I thought I thought it was James Refrigerator was your
name.
Okay,
I think I'm getting it. I think I get it.
James Refrigerator. The name's Refrigerator.
Measure biceps. Winner gets to carve the roast beef.
Oh, delicious.
I could fuck with an Arby's roast beef right now.
Arby's? What Arby's?
Roast beefst.
Refrigerator.
I'm not supposed to refrigerate that, I don't think.
Refrigerator's
such
got
a beautiful right. culture. I
the refrigerator clan is they're a beautiful nuanced.
I think those I think those mushrooms might be kicking episode. In.
All right, let's pick it up.
28 minutes in, and we're at the helicopter scene. Who's seconds in the movie?
But Arby's though.
He who carves the. The roast beef.
Arnold every year wants to.
Well, what's great about this movie, like the plot in this movie is so, like, small. Like, it's just the minimum amount of setup we need to know who everyone is. We get this is the A-Team. We get that Carl Weathers is shady. It's like, and we're sending you out in the jungle to do something. And that is immediately resolved. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're shady the whole time. Now we got to get out of here. And that's when the Predator comes in. Like, I love how simple this movie is. There's, like, next to no plot, really. It's just, like, they're in the jungle. They probably shouldn't have been there. They got, like, put into it, you know, like, he cooked up a story and dropped the six of us in the meat grinder, and here we are. And I mean, now we'll have to fight this alien.
This is McTiernan, you know? I think.
And this is crazy. This is only his second movie. I find that mind-boggling.
And he made Die Hard, like, the next year.
And Die Hard is his third movie. Like, it's...
And if you have, if you've never seen John McTiernan's first movie, Nomads, you would definitely think to yourself, why did they give this movie to him? How is this guy so good? That movie sucked.
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
Was it, is the story that, like, Arnold saw Nomads, or he got, like, kind of an eye on McTiernan? Is that the, I forget.
I'm not sure, but again, it's just like, I don't know what movie you give a guy that makes a movie like Nomads after you see it. Like, I don't know what thought you would come to your head. Like, he'd be great for this. Like,
that
I
he's
can't
great
imagine.
At action starring, like, a bunch of movie stars.
Maybe Arnold also doesn't like punks in bands or something. He's like, yeah, get those guys, you know?
Who knows? Who knows?
But that's for the two people out there who've seen
those Nomads heads.
That's a Nomads reference for y'all out there on the wastes.
But damn it, if this began John McTiernan's, like, crazy run. Like you said, he did this, and then a year later, Die Hard, and then Hunt for Red October, which is another huge hit.
That's insane.
It's insane. He had a crazy run.
And I would say something that sticks out to me about McTiernan, which probably...
Besides the wiretapping.
I mean, well, yeah, besides the wiretapping, and besides he's the one who went to jail for Rollerball. And so I don't know if this is McTiernan himself, or he's working with the same person, but the sound effects in his movies rule so hard.
Oh, yeah,
like I don't know what it is about him, but like the sound effects in this and eventually Die Hard are like my when I think of like best action movie sound effect, like a gun has never sounded like I want to get into like gun stuff. Watching
his movies,
equivalent
of that body slapping sound that you heard earlier, only for guns.
Let's slap skin and get into
gun show and the gun show.
Yeah, we got two kinds of gun shows here today.
Yeah,
but no, go ahead, Dave.
Fridge is flexing. Stand back.
Oh god,
she's. The fridge is bending space-time around her bicep.
Please, my eyes!
But you're right. Like, every gunshot explosion has so much oomph in this movie, and, like, the action scenes are so well done. Like, and what's so funny about this, if you're not aware, like, that first big action scene in the first act where they fight the gorillas was done by the same team that did the A-Team show. And if anyone has ever seen that show knows that they have those big gun battle action sequences, but no one ever seems to get shot. This is the exact opposite. Yeah. McTiernan probably said, no, shoot as many people as you can.
This part is
also,
like, it's like...
Knives.
Oh, yeah, they also stab people. Oh, yeah.
It's legit funny, too, with they're just like, okay, we got to go in here and save the hostages. All right, let's go. And they just, like, tear it all up.
Flatten everything.
Arnold's commentary on something there, you know?
On perhaps American Imperial?
Well, what's so funny about this scene is, like, you're watching this action scene unfold. You're like, okay, yeah, these guys are pros. But at the same time, it has the energy of kids playing, like, okay, we're going to go.
Well, like, yeah, because Arnie keeps on being like, what was it? He like... says knock knock and then like blows a door down and he's getting his little quips
in. They're having fun. We're having fun.
They're having blasts.
Knock knock.
They do. That's kind of the thing that we like. That's kind of the crux of it is like, you know, the fear that that thing that you just did is going to happen to you by someone with better weapons who does not think of you as, you know, a person. And guess what? It happens.
Well, that's what's so great. The movie flips on them, and then later in the third act, it flips again, where now the Predator is in the weak position, and Arnie is invisible shooting at him. And I love that moment, because some of my favorite moments in the movie, when Arnie turns the tables on the Predator, and you'll remember earlier in the movie, there's the line like, I don't know, it's crazy. They were shooting in all directions. The same thing happens with the Predator when he doesn't know what's going on. He's shooting his laser all around and like causing like 20 explosions.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't think about that, really, the poetry of, like, now poetry. He is invisible.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Oh.
Yeah, it's great. Wow.
It's like it's a good movie or something.
I think this is a good movie.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't think this movie, I mean, this movie gets a lot of credit, obviously, but, like, I think, like, a lot of people maybe think of it as kind of a dumb action movie, which it is, but
I think it's also a smart action movie.
Exactly.
I wouldn't call it dumb. I would call it, like, simple. It's straightforward.
Yes.
And that's something
yeah.
talking about.
I would even call it, simple, I think, is good. I think it's fair to say maybe, like, silly a little bit.
Sure.
Like, yeah. But it's not bad. Dumb. Like, it knows yeah. what it is.
Well, and yeah. that's, like, becomes extra clear with all of the sequels, which are kind of just, like, blah, because they're not as smart as, or as straightforward as the first one, because they're like, well, we have to do something else. We have to talk that.
Here, I'd like to disagree. I was in the second movie, and I think we were saying a lot of good things.
Okay, I have not seen...
Sorry, who knew that Gary Busey was in the jungle? I didn't know he was around.
jump scare.
Real quick,
while Amazon fires,
hunt the Busey.
While we've mentioned that,
bring me some of those meatball sandwiches I like.
Gary,
Gary, please.
I have to ask you. Maybe putting your bias of what movies you were in aside, I am curious. Like, quick sidebar, like maybe to the whole crew. Like, I have not seen any Predator sequels. Is there one that's like? Well, this one's actually, like, really good. Or are they
well,
all
I suggest
bad?
You start with Predator 2, the one I was in. Pretty good.
That's a good
Fridge,
that's a good
spit
point.
On Predator 2. Fridge, spit on Predator 2.
Gary, are you going to take that line down?
Is Carl Weathers in Predator 2?
No.
What
no
do you think, it. Mike?
I don't know.
Mike, did you watch Predator?
He walked away, and then I guess he just is in the jungle now.
Predator 2 could be before Predator.
What happened to Carl Weathers?
No, if it was before Predator, it would be called Predator Zero.
Obviously.
Talking about simple. Jeez, man.
So you guys didn't bring me a meatball sandwich? All right, I gotta go.
Predator 2 spit in the face of Predator.
Bye, Gary.
Bye,
Gary.
Thanks for stopping by.
He's already disappeared into the jungle. All right.
Fridge keeps spitting at his retreating form.
Guys, yeah, I think that was a mushroom hallucination.
Yeah, was Gary Busey just here?
You think
here?
Gary Busey wasn't really here asking for those meatball sandwiches?
Oh, shit.
I think he only does in Point Break. I don't think that's a real thing about him.
Wait, that's right. He wanted that meatball sub in Point
Two
Break.
Two of them.
Oh, I don't... Yeah. I think...
I was
oh,
like,
man.
What is this bit?
I was like, does he like meatball subs?
I was wondering that too, but yeah.
Just another classic hallucination bit.
I'm so sorry, Gary.
I don't remember much of Predator 2. It was another one on TV. I catch bits and pieces of. Basically.
Oh, it's got wild, Donald Glover in it, right? Donald Glover.
What happened to the Predator series? Like, we got Predator, Predator 2. There's not a Predator 3, right?
There's Predators.
There's like 15 because, Predators.
Yeah, there's like Predator, 15. Predators 2, Alien vs. Predator, Requiem. And then it goes Predators, then
good.
The Predator.
Predators,
and then Prey,
good.
Which is
Prey.
And then
yeah.
Prey,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is Prey the one, as someone from afar, I did see, actually, okay, so it's not true. I have seen The Predator.
Which was
yeah, like,
but
boring.
But the Predator in that one was 8 feet tall. I did like that.
Okay. The good old-fashioned hire a really, really tall guy.
Prey, though, is Prey the one where it's, like, way, way in the past?
Yeah, and it's, like, an indigenous woman,
So not necessarily with modern tools fighting the Predator
kind
of situation?
No, definitely not modern tools.
That could be cool.
I heard good things about Prey.
It was a fun movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, not bad.
Would you say that's, like, the best of the bunch of the prequel, or of the... of the franchise.
Liking Predators. I remember thinking it was okay.
Predators. Yeah, Predators is okay. It's kind of where they dump a bunch of like mercenaries or like people that have like, you know, crazy like murder pasts like on a planet where the Predators hunt.
Yeah, Adrian Brody is a soldier of fortune war criminal.
I was going to say, because I have seen that. I've also seen that one chopped up on cable before, and that was during that Adrian Brody action run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, Adrian. Why are you doing this?
What was the other sci-fi movie he was in? It was like.
He was
like
in
Alien or
Splice, where he fucks the baby
Splice.
Alien.
That sounds like a
Hold
made
on, I'm
for
up Splice
like.
Right now.
No, it wasn't in that one too. Like Topher Grace is like working
like
for the Predator
killer.
Or something.
No, like a serial killer.
Everyone is in so okay, this episode is just a Predator retrospective, I guess. Which is
I mean,
great,
what else is there to say about Predator? It's fantastic.
It's a celebration of Carl Weathers. Jeez.
And his legacy.
And Predators, the movies he was not in.
The movies he did not
Predators appear. Is that the Predators have like a game preserve planet where they bring dangerous people. And so all the people are trying to work together, and they're like, oh, I know why I'm dangerous, because I'm a war criminal. I know why you're dangerous, because you're a Yakuza gangster. I know why you're dangerous. And then they're like, Topher Grace, why are you dangerous? And he's like,
I don't know. I'm just a little guy.
I'm just Topher.
I was on
like,
that 70s
I'm gonna
show.
I'm going to stab you when you're not looking, because I'm so dangerous, I'm a serial killer.
That's Fridge's, what it was.
Fridge's ultimate dream, go to this planet.
I believe in you, Fridge. I think you
I
could
I think you would be victorious.
Well,
yeah,
that's the one.
You'd kick Topher Grace's skinny ass all over the place.
And see that? And this is the part of the podcast when Fridge says she wants to go to the alien world and go and fight in the game preserve. I love this part of the podcast.
Fridge kick anyone's ass.
Yeah.
You heard her.
That was the one where.
Did I just hallucinate Arnold Schwarzenegger sitting next to us talking about the podcast?
No, he's here.
Yeah, he's here, and he's like, I was going to be the Lawrence Fishburne part in Predators, but then I decided not to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hold on. Let me get out the Ouija board. I think the spirit of Arnold is with us now, and he's taking over our bodies in turn. I think
oh, my God.
Happening.
Oh, my God.
What a wacky
spirit. Remember when they found Lawrence Fishburne, he was in a vent in the thing. And
yeah, we do remember that, Arnold.
Him, and that was going to be me, but then I wasn't. Wow. It was Morpheus.
Wow.
I was going to be Morpheus, too, but the...
Wow, what a
film
that would be!
They wouldn't give us chewing tobacco and our cigars, right? That was enough for Diem.
Mm-hmm. I thought I would want cigars on the Nebuchadnezzar, but they wouldn't let me have cigars on the Nebuchadnezzar. So I Nebuchadnezzar almost sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I wanted him to call it Schwarzenegger.
This is really good.
How many mushrooms did Ryan have?
I think Ryan's turning into one. I think he was leaning against a mushroom and it's growing over his body.
I just looked over now. He's covered in mud. What are you doing?
He's just kind of waddling out into the jungle.
Ryan, come back.
He just keeps saying Nebuchadnezzar.
That is no spoon.
Predator.
I'm back, everybody. Hey. go ahead.
Back to question. Mike, Carl Weathers die in movie.
Right,
wait, is that
yeah,
a question?
So he's not in Predator.
And then he died in real life.
To bring it all back, yeah, he's not in Predator 2 because he dies.
Everyone died.
Almost
not
everyone
Arnold.
Do die. I somehow remembered that Carl Weathers did survive, so I was also again. I've seen it every 15 minutes of this show in a different order on FX or TNT or whatever. It's all jumbled up, and I was like, surely my good friend Carl is going to be okay.
Getting your arm blown off by a laser is not a fatal
that
wound,
was
right?
Very cool. And the gun is still like the finger is still mm-hmm. squeezing oh, the God. Trigger.
I remember that actually as a kid seeing this early on. That scared me. Like the idea, like, oh my God, your body is still doing stuff after it's not like attached to you anymore. That,
yeah.
That scared me as a kid.
That was fucked up. Also, the, we're kind of jumping around. It's fine. Because we already talked about the sound design and like the sound effects in this movie. Obviously, the visual effects are so cool and like
they hold up.
They really hold up. They were doing really interesting stuff to like achieve. Like the predators, hidden
camouflage.
Form. Yeah, the camouflage. Thank you, Fridge. And like the just they, you know, it was a really long and difficult shoot for a lot of reasons, but they made something really, really cool. I remember also seeing that the first version of the predators like suit was just like so ugly and goofy. that they were like, what are we going to do?
Well, it looked like an anteater or something. It had like an anteater head.
Like, it's not scary.
Yeah. And weirdly, and I'm sure a lot of people know this, but it was Jean-Claude Van Damme originally as the Predator in this very weird, awkward-looking alien suit. And it was supposed to, I forget what they described it as, but it looked like it
like
moved
a praying mantis
awkwardly.
Kind of.
Yeah, and he was like 6 inches shorter than all of the huge dudes around him. And they're like, ah, this is not scary.
Yeah, and it's like, I think it's like a movie where maybe they realize this, but like, why would you put Jean-Claude Van Damme in this suit? Like,
he wasn't quite Jean-Claude Van Damme yet. He wouldn't be in Bloodsport until I think the following year. That's when he would really pop.
But yeah, I mean, what I'm getting at though is it's sort of like, I feel like a movie like this, it's like Jaws. Like, it's not so much like how the thing looks, it's like how you shoot it. And like, this is like, you don't need the Predator to be doing like backflips in there. You need to like shoot it really well, which this movie does. Like, you like never, especially early on, like they do a really good job of just getting you like glimpses of him. And you could totally, it's so easy to imagine a way where this just looks so stupid and dumb.
Well, they do a great job of teasing the Predator, like, and I think it's one of those things where they tease and tease and tease, and finally they reveal, and I think it lives up to the hype. Like, when you finally do see the Predator, like, whoa, that thing, that's
you're
an
like,
alien.
That looks fucked up. That's,
with helmet or without helmet?
Well, that's a good point. You get two reveals.
You do get a reveal of his gross mandible mouth.
He takes his face, his helmet off, and he's an ugly motherfucker.
He is an ugly motherfucker.
He's a crab person.
To the alien reveal.
What was up?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
We gotta give credit to Stan Winston. Like, Stan Winston did a great job with this Predator. It's such a unique look, especially with the dreadlocks. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I was gonna say too. Kevin Peter Hall is the person.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Predator, and he is part of that. You know, what is the expression of like the best CGI looks worse than like the worst Muppet or whatever, but similarly the best Hollywood magic is what if you cast a dude who's like 7.5 feet tall and let him do his thing
works
so well.
You get a lot of production value out of casting giants, yeah.
Just a giant man. Kevin Peter Hall, I think it was like the year before or like right before this, was playing Harry in Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What a classic that one is, too. I love that movie.
Cody,
it's what?
You shoot Fridge.
Okay.
In action
with
movie.
A gun? Oh, action movie.
Fridge could be action star.
Fridge.
By Predator.
Fridge, you could be. Apocalypse Video production.
Fridge 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to
put it on the schedule.
Yeah, Fridge, what are you like? 8 foot, 8 foot 4, something like that?
Thick like stone.
Thick like stone. Dodgeballs
like
for biceps.
Yep. All this is true. Apocalypse Video Productions, we haven't yet rolled out into movies yet. We're just kind of, you know, audio dramas for now. Fridge, as you know, I spend most of my time out in the waste gathering the resources that these people need to live.
And massaging Fridge.
Well,
Fridge, do you know about the various other mutant creatures that Cody is also massaging out in the waste?
Hey, bro, don't blow up my
spot.
What
are you doing, Mike?
This is not romantic.
Right.
This is
purely a coaching athlete relationship. Let me massage the glutes. Anyways.
Athlete coach, the highest relationship there is.
The highest, it's just under like God and Son of God. It's basically that. Yeah, everyone knows that.
A more intimate relationship than marriage is that of coach and trainer.
Yes, exactly. Because there's a different level of like of openness that you can have with your athlete that you can't have with your multiple mutant wives. You just can't have that.
You just can't.
It's tough. Anyways. Fridge, we'll make a movie eventually one day, I'm sure.
You will be a star, Fridge.
You will be a
That's
star.
That's a guarantee.
Too kind.
I never really looked it up. I was like, what is the Predator's, like, what's it called? Like, what's the alien species? Mm.
Oh, I Googled earlier for something, and it was, people also ask, what kind of monster is the Predator?
It's pronounced Yautja. Yautja. That's the planet they're from. Mm. Maybe you learned about
that. Is this like a novel
too?
Or something?
I don't know. It's just this is in the Predator wiki.
There is a lot of Predator comic books, and the Predator does cross over with a lot of famous heroes.
Batman for one.
Batman fights him.
What book?
Right. What is books?
you know books. How there's those like those what you know muscle mags, you know muscle mags?
Duh.
Great. So a book is like that but longer and less pictures.
Less pictures?
I know. It's tough.
Sound like sissy nerd shit.
It is sissy nerd shit, that's true. Speaking that of sissy nerd shit, Ryan, did you bring your cards into the jungle? What are you doing over there?
I'm just organizing while we're listening. It's like fidget spinning, you know?
This guy fell into a mushroom and he came back out with cards. I don't know what's going on.
A lot of your cards were blown out all over the jungle when the chopper.
Yeah, he has to put them back together.
You shouldn't have opened your binder in the chopper.
All I'm doing is taking out duplicates and making, you know.
You gotta take out your dupes. I get it.
I have a question about various Predator sequels. I know that the Predator fights the alien from the movie Alien. And I know that whoever wins, we lose. But who does win?
In Alien vs. Predator, it is actually...
It's like a stalemate, right?
It's human and Predator wins. The Predator with the human lead learns from the Predators, makes a spear and a shield, and the two of them kill all the Xenomorphs.
Respect.
And then the human flies off with the Predator to, like, engage in new Predator life. That might be an alternate ending that they then made a comic book about, and in the movie she might just stay on Earth.
Okay.
With the human...
My memory...
Did you say the human flies off with the Predator to engage in Predator life? Like, they are going...
The Predator.
The human is like, you know what? Yeah. I like this lifestyle.
I love it. Let's go kill shit.
Have you seen how thick they are? Have you seen how they wear fishnets? I get it.
Dream.
They have cool helmets.
There's nothing for her on Earth, you know?
This brings up a good question.
Once you've killed a Xenomorph, life's different.
This brings up a question I had watching this, because I'm thinking, like,
who here could kill?
So the Predators are known for hunting, right? That's like their primary thing is hunting.
You're absolutely right, David.
Well, what do they do when they're not hunting?
They're knitting.
They probably have like dinner parties and talk about their hunts, like with like,
oh yeah,
like a cozy fire, and they have like the Carl Weathers is like up like a deer's like antlers or something.
Yeah, they have to display their big game trophies. They have like high society dinner parties
like pipes, long tobacco pipes.
They chew tobacco, but it's fancy.
I know the movie The Predator teaches us that the reason the predators hunt the things they do is also to genetically adapt themselves to become better hunters. That's like their whole game.
I choose not to believe that. I think the predators are just having fun.
Might just be having fun. But based off the texts, going off of the texts.
Well, it's like, imagine how many conversations have there been in the alien country, in the Predator Country Club, where it's like, you remember that one time on Earth? I'm trying to forget it.
Oh, don't you bring up that ancient history. And it's like they murdered like a whole platoon.
What I was saying is that...
Hey, my brother was killed by an Earthling.
There's obviously a lot of hunting going on, but there's also a lot of science work going on, right?
Because hunters.
Honestly, it's fucked up that Fridge knows the word geneticist.
Fridge that word.
Movie.
I'm
it's also
it's
in those
up.
Muscle mags.
It's, yeah, they say it in muscle
They're
mags
always talking about genetics in those muscle mags.
Stem cells into butt.
True.
Fridge, that's not where the stem cells go, but I like it.
But I understand your logic, yes.
And I like
you
the,
do
I
have
like the
an amazingly toned buttocks. It's like they're jacked.
It's
even more remarkable than the huge biceps is the very toned buttocks.
Well, two of us are actually sitting on it right now.
Yeah. You could crush a brick between
like,
those cheeks.
Your two butts. I can imagine your two
Much
butt
like
cheeks doing the same thing that Arnold and Carl do. They wrestle each other. They're like. Psh!
They crush bricks
exactly
between
like
their
that.
Butt cheeks.
We can use that
like
for
friends.
Clapping sound in Fridge's movie.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Those cheeks, they dummy think they clapping. All right. Anyways, so we know the predators do hunting. We know they do genetic stuff. Past that, I can't answer you, Dave. I don't know what else
they
do.
Yeah, I wonder if they have a third space of, like, civilian predators who are like, I just want to go to school. Like, I'm just kind of,
well,
like,
you know. It's probably you're raised to a certain age and then it's like, okay, are you a hunter or are you a thinker?
And it's like, but Dad, I don't want to be either of those things. I want to sing.
I want to sing.
Is there a dad out there that's like, oh, God, my son, he wants to be an entertainer. Ugh.
Oh, that happened to my boy, too. You got to just put him into
well,
the
you know what? We don't know, like, a whole lot about the Predator Society. Like, what if these are the weirdos? What if most Predators are, like, chill? Like, and, like, yeah, well, we, there's, we like, were... yeah, we have, there's this weird, it's like Minutemen or whatever.
No, Michael,
like,
and I were joking of, like, you know, that thing on Earth in many years of, like, big game hunters. It was like, ew, like, you're so pathetic to, like, you know, poach and do that. What if, yeah, that is in Predator Society. They're like, you went to Earth, wow, big, strong Predator killing those little humans.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of, like, going to, like, a staged African safari where, like, they, like, of course you're going to kill something
wow.
over there.
Great job, you fucking dickhead.
That's what they're... That's. I just imagine that's what a fucking Predator with mandibles is just talking shit. Yeah.
Oh, wow, you killed a human?
A human, wow.
Acid-etched wounds in his fucking mask, and he's just like, wow.
These Predators, same as old-time Doomsdayers. Although, Doomsdayers were right.
That's true, there was an apocalypse.
This is the equivalent of, like, the old, like, the prepper, whatever, the weirdo off the grid.
That's what Fridge was just saying, yeah. And,
he's like, hey, do you want to hang out on Saturday?
Right.
And then he's like, yeah. I can't. I have to go hunt humans. It's like, okay, well, you know, if you want to go, we're getting lunch, so.
Well, it could be set, like, we don't know, because the Predator has this thing, and this kind of carries over, I think, into Predator 2 to a certain extent, but there's this whole thing where the Predator, like, you know, I don't think it's impersonate exactly, but he, like, records voices and plays them back.
Very creepy.
That's just like what hunters do. They do calls, right? You know, there's bird calls and stuff like that. And Dave, I know you haven't really stepped outside, and this like, last 40 minutes in the jungle is the most you've spent outdoors in your whole life.
You know how birds make noises?
I thought maybe his side gig was when he's not hunting is, like, he's, like, an impressionist. You know, and he's like practicing.
I thought you were going to say he's a DJ. He's like mixing samples.
Like his impression, like.
Do they maybe turn have around, like a around. Duck Dynasty-esque reality show? Like about
there's one Predator who got really rich off of making that technology to do that.
Yeah, he busts out like the little duck call thing, but instead of going, wah, wah, it goes, turn around.
It's
anytime.
Actually.
Anytime.
The thing that's fucked up is they're actually sound editors, you know? I think one of them is Ben Burt. You know, he goes out and he's like, I need a new sound for our Predator movies because my Predator son wants to be in the movies.
Yeah.
And so I'll go to these planets.
So now I have to make movies.
Exactly.
So it was kind of a dual thing. He's like, yeah, I'm here to hunt, but I'm also here to get some sounds.
Well, I'm helping out my nephew.
I'm here to hunt for skulls and for sounds.
They said I could keep all the skulls as long as I got the sounds.
It's business and pleasure.
Exactly. Actually, the Predator, I take it back. He's living the dream.
I think maybe.
Dream.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, I mean, he's so handsome in this movie. It's, ugh.
Well, I love his turn later in the movie when everything's, like, gone to hell. Like, they're dying one at a time, and he's just like, all right, like, I get it. We're expendable now. You guys are right. This does suck to be expendable. Like, give me another one of those machine guns. I'm going to kill this thing.
I'm starting to think that these you know, paramilitary operations on behalf of the U.S. government are bad. They're doing bad things. I think it's bad that we're expendable.
Hold it, Dutch. I'm going after Mac.
That's not your style, Dylan.
Guess I picked up some bad habits from you. Now get your people the hell out of here.
You can't win this, Dylan.
Maybe I can get even.
Dylan.
Just hold on to that damn chopper.
But it's a testament to Carl Weathers' acting and his performance because he is a shithead like throughout most of the movie. Like when they're getting the traps ready for the Predator, he's like, "You really think this like you know, Boy Scout shit's gonna work?" Blah blah blah. Like he's just a shithead.
He's such a hater.
Movie, doesn't believe anybody. He's like, "That's bullshit. A fucking lizard." You know. But like when things turn and he sees the Predator, like he's like, "Okay, I get it now." And like and to the point where. This shitty character that's just been like an asshole the whole movie. Suddenly, when he dies, you're like, "Oh no, Dylan!"
Dylan, no!
Not only does he die, Dylan turns into hero and says, "I'll take him out. I'll go get."
Both got scores to settle.
Got scores to settle.
And to speak to that scene,
redemption.
Like, What I love about that scene is like, I love that Mac who goes crazy. Another great performance, by the way, by Bill Duke is Mac.
Oh, he's incredible.
One of the highlights of the movie is him going crazy. But I love they think they got the Predator now. Mac's like, hey, I can see you now. Now you're mine. But as he's going to like, quote unquote, ambush the Predator, I love that the fact that he thinks he can see him, but yet he doesn't realize that as he's crawling towards the Predator, that the Predator is literally standing above him. He has no idea. And that's what's so great about the Predator's ability is that, like, even when you see him for a moment, it's so easy to lose him in the jungle, you know?
Also, Mac kills Pig, then Predator looks like Pig. Coincidence?
Steve. Fridge, you're making a lot of sense.
Could you have killed something bigger, Fridge?
Fridge, you're a poet.
Wow.
Oh. Even
see, this movie is smart.
You know what? This movie is smart, and I'll say, you know, it has the classic like 80s movie of like women don't exist basically except for our Anna, who doesn't have a bunch to do, but she does survive. And I was thinking about fellow radio drama, the Blank Check podcast, when they did their Kubrick series. One of the episodes, the guest, who was a woman, she was talking about, like, you know what? Sometimes with older movies, it's kind of a relief that they don't even pretend to care about this. Like, rather than it being some, like, her showing up and be like, try to keep up, boys. It's like, yeah. You know, I don't want that. So her role in this, I think she does a good job. She's, you know, terrified, but she's also like spiteful towards them.
Well,
like,
she's
why
also
you
in
be?
A unique situation. She's been captured by these like paramilitary guys and these crazy testosterone crazed guys.
Yeah. And then she's seeing like insane shit go down, and like she's like, yeah, I think there's a predator.
Yeah, I got blood sprayed all over my face.
Yeah,
she feeds them information.
It's true.
And the movie doesn't like overly sexualize her or anything either.
No, it's
in a weird way, it's like as good as an 80s movie could do by a female heroine.
It kind of
that movie, wasn't Sigourney Weaver.
This movie more female gaze.
Oh no,
than
Fridge.
Male gaze.
This is a lot of male gaze. Let's believe you me.
It's a lot of male gaze of a certain variety.
What you mean?
Well, I mean,
the woke homosexual agenda, Ryan.
Okay, okay, all right.
Michael, homophobic turn. No, I was gonna say. I mean, that is also part of the male gaze. Is not just sexual, objectification of women, but also the male power fantasy of look at these, you know, big old arms. Don't you wish that was you?
Yeah,
you
it,
piece
it
of
is.
Shit?
I think more than like the gay thing. I think it's more, yeah, like just like, don't you want to be this? Don't
wouldn't that
this
be
cool?
Incredible if this was you and those were your arms and you were so oily? Uh huh. And but you're then, like, it would be great.
But then they do get whipped by a you know,
exactly
a legal alien. You know?
But not if you're not if.
Was that hateful? What, yeah,
did you just slip in there?
No,
what was
that's,
that word you stuck in there, Ryan? I didn't catch it.
And people's deep-seated hatreds are coming
we've
out.
We've got homophobes. We've got racists.
Ryan's like the white blonde man won.
Yes, but he is destroyed forever. He'll come back and not.
Yeah, he's a broken man.
Broken.
At the end
of that
this movie.
Last
they're all
shot
looking at him
of,
on the chopper, and he's
of
not
Arnold,
saying anything.
Yeah. He's all like, he's like caked in now the dried mud, and he's like, Schwarzenegger lost like 25 pounds during the shoot, so he's like, he's visibly like smaller and tired, and it's,
he's gonna take, I bet that first hot shower is gonna feel real good.
Oh, except that all his internal injuries are gonna be like.
What do you guys think that Arnold's report to the general was?
I know, he still has to write a report after this.
Yeah, he's probably just like, I quit. You know,
I think I need to take a break.
Like, I ran into an alien hunter with dreadlocks, and it killed my team by hunting us and pulling out their spinal columns before setting off his arm nuke. And he did an excellent impersonation of my friends Billy and Mac. You should have seen it. It was terrific.
You think General not seen reports like that before?
Exactly.
Whoa,
exactly.
Another
okay,
alien.
That's
right.
Part of the
wow, maybe
American
you're onto
military.
They knew that they were out there.
What did they know? When did they know it?
Fridge, it's wild you know so much about like what the American military and government were all about.
About the American military's destabilization of various Latin American countries.
You're fucking on it, dude.
Learned a lot from Cody Coach.
You guys do talk about politics a lot.
Wait a minute. You said your name was James. Is that another name for Jim Hoppa? Are you Hoppa?
That made me laugh
Ryan
so.
Said Fridge's name was James.
I was just thinking of like what's like the most common name.
Ryan's like, what's the most common name? A name that no one I know has.
Well, there's at one point there was three Jims that were hosts of late
Jimmy
night
Jims.
Shows, you know. So
Ryan.
So what story did you hand the Fridge?
What is that?
Ryan, Fridge is a very common
maybe
name.
Maybe more common than James.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
only if you were born from 1979 to 1988. And your name was Ryan. And then before and after that. It's a dead name.
I was going to say, it is very funny that...
What about Arnold?
That they have Arnold say both Chopper and Hopper in this movie multiple
Hopper
times.
Hopper gets to the chopper.
Look what they did to Hopper in the chopper.
What's going to say that one?
With Big Papa.
I imagine the flubbed lines. Jim Chopper. Oh, damn. Jim, can I get another take?
I'll
also,
get
it's
it this
really confusing,
time.
Jim, when your name is Jim and the character's name is Jim too.
But his
it's
name
hard
is
to
Jim.
Remember.
It's not Jim McTiernan, right?
Well, I call him Jim. Well, it's John.
David's been taken over by Arnold again.
I call him Jim.
Get any questions?
Yeah.
You
famous nickname for John, Jim.
You know Jim F. Kennedy?
It sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger was just an asshole on the set. Like, no, I'm calling you Jim.
It's like, that's
you're
not
Jim,
my
you're
name.
Jim, you're Jim. The only man I like to work with is Jim. You're Jim.
Well, it doesn't.
You know, my name is Carl, dude.
That makes as much sense as someone named Richard also being called Dick. It makes no sense.
I mean, to be fair, a nickname for John is Jack, which is just another name. So if you told me it was also Jim, I'd be like, okay, I guess. Speaking of Jims, old Jimmy Cameron was apparently the one to suggest the mandibles for the Predator design.
He's so smart. James Cameron is so smart.
And that guy's good at making some fucked up stuff.
I'm gonna just put out there, what are mandibles?
It's the, like, you know, like a spider or, you know, a kind of bug.
Is
They've
it the
got,
thing on his head? On his,
it's the way his,
head
it's the way his mouth opens up like a creepy, like,
yeah,
you know.
Okay. I know what I mean.
Listeners, you can visualize this, right?
We have at least, like, 10 regulars with mandibles, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that's what it was.
I thought they just had fucked up orthodontists, you know, orthodontists.
Yeah, I don't ask. I don't ask, like, hey, customer, what's that called on
Mike
your face?
Doesn't look like him.
He's speciesist. He does not speak to the mandibled customers.
Yeah,
to be fair, they're difficult
with
to understand.
Blue eyes, like those, are the only people he talks to.
That is not true.
That is hateful.
It's not true. That's not what it is. David doesn't let Michael talk to people.
This is a labor issue, not
a
race
about
issue.
A movie, Dave comes over and whips him.
Mike tries to say, like, hey, what are you looking for today? And then Dave is just like, get back.
Dave is
fucking...
like, oh, you got nothing to do, Mike? You got nothing to do right now?
You got time to lean. You got time to clean.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day if Mike would put down those pencils and arm wrestle me, he could prove his worth in the store.
Yeah, stop pushing
Fridge,
pencils, Michael.
Arm wrestle, Dave.
I've arm wrestled you several times and win every time.
That's why you got to get it in writing beforehand, Mike. You got to get a lawyer on your side, man. Jeez, come on.
Yeah, you know any lawyers?
One of these days. One of these days I'll
well,
figure
I
it
mean,
out.
I think we've covered a lot of stuff. I mean, we haven't covered the
I don't
sweat
think we've
shaving.
Covered a goddamn thing.
We've covered several very important details of this film, if not the plot.
Is this, it's been a long time. Is this the first, it can't be the first episode where, honestly, it's just kind of hanging out.
We've had those before. That's every other Star Trek episode. Come on.
Well, as we said in the preamble, like there's very little plot to this movie. Like what plot there is basically resolved by the end of the first act.
Mm-hmm. Well, the plot is
the
survive.
Well, no, but I mean, yeah, but it's not like, you know, yeah, that's the story, but it's not like there's like interesting plot twists. Like, oh, the Predator was actually working with the government the whole time. You know, stuff
that
like
we know
that.
Of.
That's my extended edition.
What if the Predators came down and they're like,
give us Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. Wait a minute, they speak like him. Predator.
You're describing something that happens in other movies.
I knew it.
That's how the end of Alien vs. Predator is. That's what the Predator is sort of about. The idea is these people, the Predator, the alien species that Ryan gave us the name of earlier.
What was that again?
The Yautja.
They respect Predator. They respect power. Like, if they came to this jungle right now, they would take Fridge. They'd say, "Hey, we're
in a
Fridge.
Second."
Blessings.
If they didn't kill Fridge and Fridge killed one of them, they'd be like, "I guess you're good, man." Like,
yeah, come on board.
Well, which is why at the end of Predator 2, they don't take Donald Glover because he's clearly too old for this shit. But at the same time, they respect him and they give him a gun from 1776.
Donald Glover because he was, I think, only like 3 or 4.
I was gonna say it's Danny Glover.
Oh, did I say Donald Glover?
Donald Glover.
They didn't pick, Donald Glover because he was in preschool taking a nap.
But they did think he was sick, and they're like, "We'll wait for him to put out some albums, and then
we'll come back in a bit."
That's the other faction of predators that are all entertainers.
Yes, the hunter predators are like, "Bring us Arnie," and the entertainment predators are like, "Bring us Donald."
They're not called entertainment predators because that conjures a bad idea.
It does. What could be bad about entertainment predators?
These mushrooms are potent, guys.
Oh, buddy. Let's go. Hey, let's go get a mud bath, all of us. Let's go hang out in the mud.
Yeah, I was going to say, does anyone have any closing thoughts on Predator, or shall we just keep this high going and eat some more of those mushrooms?
I think.
And rub oil and measure by.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rubbing oil right now, baby.
I was going to say, maybe, instead of bringing all that oil, maybe bring a few food packs for us to survive on. We got mostly oil here.
Maybe some comic books, too. I loved
maybe
in
some
the...
some muscle mags.
I'm glad that Ryan brought his cards. We need something to do.
Yeah, you want to play... who do you want to be as your leader? You want to be...
Dutch, IGA, obviously.
Palpatine. Who we got? These are my extra cards, so...
Somehow we've got extra Palpatine cards.
Fridge, don't look at those cards. They'll taint your gains. Go do 1,000 push-ups.
Arm wrestle me, Dave.
This guy's kind of predator-like.
Arm wrestle Fridge.
What's the matter, Ryan? You've been playing too many Star Wars card games?
Yeah.
Carl Weathers puts down his Star Wars cards to go clutch it. What are you talking about, Dutch? No. No.
Pushing too many tokens.
Yeah. Movie's good.
Movie's good. I really liked
it's
the
classic.
The end bits with their names. Sorry, Ryan.
We didn't mention that. The curtain call is such a cool moment.
That's very like you were saying at the very beginning. The beginning was kind of like work done by people who worked on the A-Team. The end of this movie felt very much like the end of like a TV show of
and
that.
There's
ilk.
Our old pal, Carl Weathers catching a gun.
Yeah, because it's a fun moment because otherwise the movie ends like, yeah, Arnold defeated the Predator, but now he's a broken man. This is almost like a somber moment. Actually, here's the team. We're back again. And
we're all smiling at the camera. We all had fun here.
Bill Duke, saluting you with his flask.
Don't worry. These are all actors. They're all really alive.
Yeah, they're all okay.
Yeah, all of your best friends are still out there flexing.
That's the only way Arnold knew wasn't real.
Yeah. We get to the end of the movie.
They had to do that for Arnold.
Predator, and then at the end he's like, "Oh, that's right. These are all my good friends."
Oh, that's me.
He looks like a broken man at the end of the movie because, he was a broken man.
He thought
man.
They were all
he's
dead.
Like, Carl's dead.
Oh my god! That slideshow, be like, "They're dead. Your friends. They're here."
Oh, I know we had beef, but I can't believe Carl's dead.
Shane,
Carl, you got your arm back. That's great.
Oh, good, Shane is alive. I wanted to hear my pussy jokes.
Hey, so, okay, this is a question because is the only thing that's like. Could make this movie better is in the perfect world, and I think you need it actually, but like is just the ship in the beginning is like the only like kind of down like is there anything else that could make the movie better?
I can tell you right now, I know exactly what it is. They left one person off the curtain call, the Predator. They could have had the Predator give a thumbs up.
They should have had him do like finger guns.
He like he looks in the camera and like takes the helmet off and like
and then the mandibles do a smile.
They have the puppeteers. Yeah, have to make a smile.
It would be like the shot has to be. He's like it's like from far away. He's like in the tree doing Predator stuff, and there's a fast zoom. He looks at the camera, takes the helmet off, and then smiles.
That was he like gives a salute, holding like a spinal column.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's the process of
he holds it up
somebody,
like a fish.
He's like, hey. I actually
and then it's like the head of another actor.
Yeah, like, and then they smile and then it's
yeah Shane Black. Yeah.
Ryan, we have fun. I actually think the intro with the alien ship is good for the movie.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're saying if they
I agree, but like I'm trying to think of like if anything like in a perfect world I think that would be a cool surprise for somebody. But
I think it would be a cool surprise, but I think the thing that the movie builds that is good is the dramatic irony, the dramatic tension of you knowing what's after them and they don't.
And it's almost long enough to forget, I think.
Yes.
Too.
You do. That's what I'm saying. Like, the first act of this movie is so, like, engrossing. It's like you're watching a totally different movie. You forget there's an alien in the movie. You're like, oh, I'm watching The Expendables
with Arnold
Predator. And
Carl
Weathers
and
all on the team.
So, I don't know. I can't think of any other thing else, really.
It's kind of like a perfect action movie.
It kind of is.
Five out of five. No notes.
Yeah.
Well, except that the Predator should have been included in the curtain call. That
except
was kind
that
of
we should have gotten a wacky stars. Predator, and card. Yeah,
Jim McTiernan should have included the Predator in the end credits. That was kind of a
I think Jim McTiernan would have, but John McTiernan, he was a coward.
Said hell no.
He was too scared.
Well, I think it's safe to say recommends all around.
I think so.
Yeah, perfect movie.
Well, hold on.
Perfect.
Yeah, Predator, the movie Predator that we talked about, yes, I recommend. The other Predator movies that we talked just as much about, I don't know, it's hit or miss. Don't go too far unless you're really crazy.
There is at least one perfect Predator movie.
Yeah.
I will give a special, I'll give a special shout out to Bill Paxton in Predator 2. He's always fun to watch in anything.
So. Shout out to Bill.
Shout out to Bill.
Jim Paxton.
And of course, as we're closing up, shout out to Carl.
Shout out to Carl, man.
Everybody.
He's always sharting people out.
Rest in peace. You had a great career, as Jackie said. You had a comedic career too.
Shart in peace, Carl.
He was a talented actor.
Happy Gilmore, you know.
Great performer.
It's all
and then of course
good
Mandalorian
looking
at the end, you know, he had that big franchise at the end. Like he acted.
Oh yeah, Mandalorian. What's his name in Mandalorian?
Greef Karga, bro. Come on.
You don't have his card?
Probably
you pull it out
the
right
next
now.
Set, David.
The next set will probably have him in it.
Better.
It's so sick that we're getting Star Wars Unlimited here in the wasteland.
Yeah, right? They're just like pop coming out of the sky.
It's just the boxes just kind of appear out of weird little voids. And
well, I think I remember I was using my telescope the other night and there was like a light.
What were you
in the
doing
sky.
With the telescope, David?
Yeah, what are you
I was looking for predators.
I think we're becoming a predator.
I think they're drop shipping Star Wars cards into the wasteland.
Oh, wow.
Literally drop shipping, yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't looking at Fridge's arms from afar or
you're too scared to get up close.
Ryan, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Don't make it weird.
I told you to keep that secret.
Just trying to think of who you might have been peeping at. There's no way
there's
you're
a
looking
lot of sexy peeping. Terror people out there, believe you me.
Listen, it's one thing to see someone in muscle mags. It's another thing to see them in the jungle in person.
True. Yeah,
I know, I'm starstruck.
Right. It's awe-inspiring, yeah.
Okay, Dave, you massage Fridge's butt next time.
All right, I get down here, David.
Oh. Quite an honor.
Oh, my God, my fantasies are coming true. All right,
fantasies.
Well, folks, we got to end this episode. I got things to do. The mushrooms are really kicking in now. I don't even know if any of this is really happening. So.
Dave, I think you're growing mandibles.
Oh, my God.
That's all, folks.
I was convinced, Mike, that you did not like this movie.
Wait, what did you say?
I was like, earlier to this morning, I was like, I bet Mike did not like this movie.
What? I bet he's going to be a hater.
I bet he's going to be a hater.
Yeah. No, the only hating he was doing was on himself because he was like, man, look at that guy's... Man, look at his arms.
This movie will make you feel real inadequate, I tell you. Yeah.
I am
going to give you a real shame bone.
I am literally going to work out after this episode.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, same.
Yeah, of course.
Same.
We all are.
All right, well, my...
Arnold would be so proud.
He really would.
He's all about health and
he's all about fitness.
Pumping iron.
God bless him.
Well, guys, we got to wrap this up. My wrist nuke is going off. The sound's going down. I think we got about 10 seconds to get out of here.
Oh, shit. When did he record that evil laugh, do you think? He just had it saved at the perfect moment.
It's a preset. He saved it from a video.
He's like, this is going to rule.
It comes, yeah, that watch comes loaded with like a couple sound effects, and that's one of them.
It's like a yak man.
Yeah. Evil laugh one.
My son got me this for my birthday.
Son of a bitch.